A call went out last week for clothes worn from 1890 to 1910 and for extras to wear those clothes in the TV movie version of Willa Cather's My Antonia. Nina Galen went to Grand Island Steuer Museum, the location for the filming and for this weekend's costume search.
Even a burgeoning thunderstorm and high winds couldn't keep hundreds of film-struck, historically correct Nebraskans from answering the call. Men, women, children, even babes in arms, dressed in family heirlooms, homemade replicas, museum pieces, garments rented or hastily purchased at antique shops on the way to the Steuer Museum, waited in line to be photographed. Eric Benson of Grand Island had been itching to come.
I'm wearing a tail black suit that was dug out of the basement from Aunt Hildegard's that was belonging to her father-in-law. So it has to be back. Hildegard is 84, so this has to be pushing right back to the turn of the century. And it is extremely uncomfortable. Wool, and it itches like wild against the skin. It's like, take a look at the long johns. They keep it from itching. Desperate, but sure is a lot better than living all day in a continual itch. My daughter Hannah, 1-year-old, is wearing a little dress from Aunt Hildegard, her Aunt Rickett, and she is now in her mid-80s, and she wore that as a little girl, and it's silk, and it's lasted all of these years.
11-year-old Elizabeth Allen was there with her mother. Elizabeth was wearing a dress dating back to 1910.
It's gathered at the waistline, and it's white ruffles to the floor, and it was a confirmation dress or a Sunday dress that was worn by her great-great-grandmother. And then her bonnet is also very old. It's purple with black
flowers,
embroidered flowers across the brim of a little bonnet.
Pam Friedenbeck had also come with a family member.
This is Hannah, my daughter, and she's 2 years old. And she's wearing a prairie dress that's about 100 years old, and it's small blue and white gingham. And she has on period boots that have the buttons, and I don't have a button hook, so they're not buttoned, unfortunately.
Karen Miller from Scotia came wearing her grandmother's wedding dress, which dated back to January 1900.
It's kind of a, what color do you call it? Grayish green skirt and blouse. I've got the umbrella, the white shoes, the fan, and the white hat with the feathers in it. The purse is black velvet.
Artis Jost arrived straight from the Willa Cather Foundation in Red Cloud.
I'm wearing a hat which is large brimmed with plumes. It's black with a blue plume. It's very large brimmed. It was worn in Cather time for parties in Red Cloud. And at the old opera house, they dressed very elegant for parties there. And my dress is of the top is of black velvet with beaded black beads, all coming to a V-shaped in the front. It's very tight-fitting, and then it has a black, slightly flared crepe skirt and black hose and, of course, black shoes. And also on the bodice of the dress, there are elegant silver buttons, which gives quite a wonderful feeling when you're dressed up in Cather time.
The woman wielding the Polaroid camera was Sandy Collada, the costume designer from Los Angeles, who'd flown into Grand Island the evening before.
Well, I'm finding that they're taking all my work away here. They're beautiful costumes and very nice people and a lot of great authentic looks.
Collada will bring plenty of clothes from Los Angeles, including her costumes for the leads, but was looking for the right feel, clothes of the period, even a local seamstress. On that stormy morning in Grand Island, she knew she'd come to the right place. For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.